USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
A gunman opens fire at a Walmart in northern Mississippi on Tuesday morning, killing two people and injuring a police officer. This man was in the parking lot at the time of the shooting.
Halfway to the truck, and my wife said, "Is that a gunshot?" We looked back to the store and saw this guy running into the store. And I'm thinking, why is he running into the store, you know?
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally now has her first official speech as a U.S. senator under her belt. During that first speech, McSally says that Arizonans want to see a solution at the southern border.
Arizonans want us to solve the border crisis and stop playing political games with it. A crisis all too real, like cities like Yuma.
McSally continues about what she saw when she visited Yuma.
I saw firsthand there where over 300 migrants illegally crossed the border due to poor infrastructure and lack of resources for agents.
McSally was appointed the late Senator John McCain's seat by Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Investigators say there's still a lot of questions after a Wisconsin man carried out two attacks that left four people dead, including three family members. Chippewa County Sheriff James Kowalczyk says there's a lot of evidence to unpack as they search for a motive.
There's follow-up, there's interviews, there's search warrants, cell phones that need to be search, and so on and so forth. So again, we will be looking for that answer. Right now, I got to be honest with you, we don't have that answer.
The NYPD is dealing with a serious mental health concern. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
There's a serious mental health crisis affecting the New York City Police Department. Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself. I feel down. I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.